AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of people protest outside the State House in Columbia, South Carolina, demanding the state legislature take down the Confederate battle flag over the Capitol grounds.
We plan to let this be a living memorial, a living legacy, that never again will somebody be able to use that red rag as a reason for taking the lives of another human being.
The Reverend Nelson B. Rivers III addressing the crowd. Both the State House and Senate have voted to consider bills that would, if passed, result in the removal of that flag. DNA evidence linking two escaped murderers to a hunting cabin in the Adirondacks has drawn hundreds of police to the woods not far from the New York State prison where the pair cut their way to freedom more than 2 weeks ago. Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill.
If they're here, we're going to find them. And if they're not here, then we're going to eliminate those areas.
Keeping cool on a scorcher in Atlanta. That is the sound of children playing the Fountain of the Rings in Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta as the thermometer inches closer to 100 degrees all across the southeast. In Washington, D.C.,
it just drains all your energy and makes you really, really tired.
Delivery driver Tevin Powell. Severe thunderstorms, at least two tornadoes, caused damage from Iowa to southern Michigan overnight. Illinois appears to have been the hardest hit, with state rescue crews now searching a private campground hit by a twister. Governor Bruce Rauner.
We have not heard an accurate count of how many people were in the campground. One of our biggest concerns is because many of those folks are traveling, they're from remote areas, from out of town, the fact there could be a person there trapped that would not be reported.
Five people are known to have been hurt at that campground. On Wall Street, just in front of the close, the Dow is up 24. This is AP Radio News. The president's trade agenda has advanced to the Senate. Here's our Jerry Boatlander.
The fast-track trade bill cleared a procedural hurdle with exactly the number of votes needed to advance.
The yeas are 60, the nays are 37.
It puts fast-track on a path to approval. This is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is an important moment for the country.
Most Democrats, like Sherrod Brown, voted against the measure, arguing it'll cost jobs.
We're going to inflict pain on these workers.
McConnell says approval of fast-track will be followed by a bill to help workers impacted by trade agreements. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
Tom Brady's appeal of his four-game suspension for his alleged involvement in the deflating of game balls for the AFC Championship game is today in New York. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is presiding over that meeting, and it includes representatives from the Players Union as well as lawyers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.